Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Are you ready, Mara? Are you ready for Jerusalem? Si ready, betunana. Si ready, mam dudu. Utino tiko, mamam. Utino tiko.
Good morning, balaleli be Radio Pulpit.
Morning, Mara.
Sayanda. Nika maliga Jesu Christu. Ekseni, siti Happy Father's Day.
Happy.
Ephesians. Chapter 6, verse 4. Kulunkula babu sise. Mamfana. Tutu. Eval. Siabonga,
mama.
God bless you.
Amen. Siabonga kakulu. Ah, boda, tutandolunga haka. Namhlanje, you know, I'm sure if you are part of a fellowship, you've got something wonderful planned for Otata Basenkonzweni. Sifuna nje ukuthi kodata in advance, enjoy your socks. Please make time to wear your ties. Niyabona bosne. Yeah. Ningayilibali guys imali yesonka. Ndiyacela wethu ke yonke into niyenzayo namhlanje isadingeka imali yesonka noma Happy Father's Day. Sismaphindi uthini uThixo dadethu.
Good morning, sis Ayanden, family of Radio Pulpit.
Morning, Dombi.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu on the day ilanga labo baba elithizwe likaNkulunkulu inhloko sasemakhaya amasika insika zebandla. Hallelujah. Uyasho Isaiah uthi yonke imicabango yakhe iphakeme. Ayifani nithi imicabango kaNkulunkulu. Always uthi yena unezinto ezinhle. Imicabango yakhe imihle, inezinto ezinhle ngeimpilo zethu. Niyangaye yuti. Lapha izilo kaNkulunkulu lithi banamandla wokugijima. So as siyabomama lithi thina sibafundise. Baba siyabonga ekuseni. Sithi bayethe nzulu yemfihlakalo bayethe. Wena owawukhona emanzulu umhlaba ungakabe bikho bayethe. We thank you Father God. We thank you Spirit of the Living God. Thembakele baba. Muhle Nkosi Jesu. Siyabonga naba Nkosi. O baba siyabakhulekela Nkosi. Vusa banyo baba naba Nkosi yama bangena bonke ku Radio Pulpit ngibaletha kuwe Nkosi. Phapha amandla. Bayasikhuthaza siwo mama nathi egameni lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Nkulunkulu ngahluleki baba wena uthembakele naba bantu abasha. Ngegama lika Jesu ngibaletha kuwe ngiyabafihla egazini lakho Nkosi Jesu. In the name of Jesus. Lithi iBhayibheli uqala ukuhlakanipha ukusaba uJehova. Let them bathi Nkosi mebehlakanipha bese Nkosi yami bawele ezandleni zakho. Ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazaretha. Nkulunkulu ungahluleki. Baba wena uthembakele. Nkosi naba basemakhoneni. Nawa amatraksi. Ngegama lika Jesu siyawakhuza. Empilweni zabantwana ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazaretha. Nkulunkulu ungahluleki baba wena uthembakele ekuseni. Unguye, onguye, owayehola abantwana baka-Israyeli ngefu, aphinde abaholwe ngomlilo. Unguye ongalali, unguye ongozeli. Siyabonga to have a father like you. We thank you, Daddy. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Wahalalela. We love you so much.
We do, Lord.
Take your glory.
Thank you, Father.
Te wena wenza izinto ezintsha. According to Isaiah, you are doing a new things, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Take your glory.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Ulungile uba ubasalwane mamhawhelo uthini uThixo dadethu.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning. Mighty God, you alone are worthy to be praised. Father, we give you all the glory. We give all the honor, my Lord. in the name of Jesus. Father, on this Sunday morning, on Father's Day, my Lord, we bring all the fathers before your throne of grace. Father, may you bless them. May you make them to be the head of their families. Wonderful Savior, in these uncertain times where we see fathers doing so many wrong things, my Lord, killing women and all, we still say you are a good God.
Yes, Lord.
And we say there is nothing impossible with you. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the earth and those who dwell on it. Father, we're coming with this voice and we say we are your children, my Lord, yes, regardless Lord. Of what is happening, my Lord, in these troubled times, my Lord, where floods are killing so many people, we take a step back and think of Noah's days, my Lord, we're here to build an ark. We're saying, Father, help us, help those people who have lost their loved ones, my Lord. If this is the time for all of us to build the ark in which we'd stay safe in it, my Lord, may you hearken our hearts, my Lord. May we stand in one accord, both as fathers, mothers, as well as children, my Lord, to come before your throne of grace. Father, we ask you to forgive us, my Lord, as your children, my Lord. Forgive us and heal our land, O Lord. Heal South Africa, my Lord. Heal the families, my Lord, who have lost their loved ones, whether through floods or through any other means. We're saying, Father, you are our comforter. May you be with us and help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Siyabulela basalwane mamlinki uthini uthixo mamam into esizawuyenza basalwane utata uSwana is on standby usivumele ba masike you know sikhe celebrate you know so quick accolades this morning of course you know our first words of affection go up to our Heavenly Father. I played a clip by the way family you know genuine apologies that we started a bit late this morning it was just a bit of technical here's and there's and all of that. I promise you I was here. In case you're thinking, difficile, don't worry. I was here. Anyway, so yeah, that's the first thing. Second thing first, so we played the clip and, you know, it's the father's heart, you know, to any child that is hurting. And I really hope that that did bless your heart. And so our first words of affection go up to our Heavenly Father as we recognize ubutata bakhe over our lives. He's a true father, basalwane ungutata. You know, for some of us who may have not had patterns, you know, real fathers growing up, we when we got to know God, we got to understand what a father is like, and for that we are truly grateful. Also, we are then sending Father's Day messages of appreciation to especially utata uSwana, you know, here on the program. Yo, I a true father. Bonani, listen, you know, there are some people, it almost feels as if there's two ladies in my church, and I tell them this all the time. They probably think, you know, this is too much. They're responsible for making tea. So we do tea afterwards, you know, we do tea and chat. They do tea, basalwane. I always tell them, you guys are so anointed for what you do. Utata uSwana is anointed for what he does. He stands, you know, as a father. And we really want to appreciate you, Dada. So he's given us a bit of time until 15 minutes before the top of the hour. And so that's why we can still take your messages and just rejoice and celebrate Dada here on the program. also want to send a word of appreciation to Omama. You know, Bazalwane, Omama Basa Radio Pulpit, especially the morning program. You have taught me what it is to be Umama Womtandaz. Believe it or not. Even when you have like news of femicide from Monday to Friday, they still come here. Bless Odada. Pray for. Like, do you understand? We love you. Standwa zam. Nina, nizi standwa Nina. Mamlengo tino tiko tatetu.
Good morning, Ayanda. My sister in Christ. Good morning, all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Good morning, South Africans at large. Today, our country is bleeding. This month, this week, the previous weeks, our country has been going through so much pain. We are hurting, O Lord. We are bleeding. We are pleading with you, O Lord. Heal our land. Heal us, O Lord. Heal our bodies, our mind, our souls, and our spirits, because we are bleeding, we are hurting, and you have given us the answer. You have promised us, O Lord, from the books of Jeremiah 33, reading from verse 3, where you said, call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. We are calling upon you, O Lord. Heal our land, heal our minds, heal our bodies, heal our spirit, and heal our souls. South Africa is bleeding, O Lord. We have seen so much devastation. Help us, O Lord. Heal us. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen and amen. Memblinge Rampo Tabete, Right Park Springs.
Siabulela, Mama, siabulela, definitely stand in agreement with that. And perhaps, you know, so that it doesn't come across as if we're insensitive, we have been praying. Trust me, every disaster, everything that happens, we take it to the Lord in prayer. But just to mention, you know, the especially what has been happening in Transkei, Mthatha. Yeah, Bazalwane, it's not pretty. It's really not pretty. What is even worse for me is the fact that there's some other incidents that happen across the country, you know, in places that we may not know of, that are not even reported in the media. Do you understand? Unyansi Lumama, our country has been bleeding. And yeah, so Lord, you know, we've prayed and we believe that you hear and answer our prayers, certainly standing in agreement with every prayer that has gone out this morning. And one of those prayers, Bazalwane, is Ubabuzani, City, kindly replay the song. So that's exactly what we're going to do, okay? Because it is Father's Day. And yeah, so this is for you, Dada. Please do enjoy it as we look forward to welcoming Udada Osandileswana on the line this morning.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yeah, indlela zakhe ziphakeme Bazalwane, ziphakeme zilungile ekuseni this morning. Sending a mighty shout out to Otata at the Radio Pulpit. You know, we've got young fathers here at Radio Pulpit. Vusi, you know, the tech team, Vusi, Otata Bemizi Yabo. You know, it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's a beautiful thing to watch. Vusi, Mpo, DK, Stephen, even though he's no longer at Radio Pulpit, I just remember you guys, and Tatuma Shageni, Pastor Ray, you know, Man, we just celebrate you this morning so much, Barcelona. I really hope, Butzani, that you enjoyed that one. It was specifically for you. Can't play the whole song. Udada Sandile Sona is already standing by on the line this morning, 12 minutes before the top of the hour. My family, that's the amount of time that we have. Dada, good morning. Thank you so much for your time. You are absolutely welcome. Happy Father's Day, etc., etc.
Enkosi kakhulu, Sis Ayanda. Happy Father's Day to all those who are listening and who are going to be helping in the celebration of Father's Day wherever they are.
That's shade. That's shade, Tata. Yes. Oh, Tata, no matter Father's Day, as in Ilieki kahle kahle.
Well, you know, let me tell you that I'm going to have two Father's Day parties.
Okay.
Today and tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So today we're being taken out to a 5-star restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Father's Day. So my daughter-in-law has been organizing that.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. My wife had thought that let's have a big dinner at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to do both, so that the other one will be tomorrow. There are three fathers here, yeah? my son, and my father.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to having those continuing festivities. Kune party ke abantu abawazi ama party ekuthiwa ilala vuka.
Yakho.
Jo kuma ntsane.
Ilala vuka.
I'm in that space now where I just have to relax and focus on celebration.
Oh, I would, Tata. We love it for you. I was actually talking about you before we got you on air, Indago Kubana. You know, you have been such an incredible model, you know, of a father. And we can't even, attach. We don't even know how to value that. It is so invaluable. It's. We really appreciate you, Etudada, and thank you so much because it takes time, it takes discipline. I'm sure you've made sacrifices just so you can come and minister to Odada, you know, and just be there. Behind the scenes, you literally manage all my disorganized, like, yo, Dada, ungu Dada. You understand? I just really want to appreciate you today and thank you so much for really just having been there and having been so consistent. If there's one thing I've learned from you, it's consistency. Just so you know, discipling me from a distance. And I'm sure I speak on behalf of many people.
Yes, no. I'll just make three comments.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the appreciation. And, agreeing to do this show and to take it in the direction that we've taken it is about that commitment to realize that fatherhood is, I would even say it's like a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It gives so much health to people, and I think we can produce scientific reports to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
I have young men, sometimes they will phone and say, it's young men and women actually, they will phone and say, I've have this problem, I've left my job, I've done that. Sometimes you think that your the thing that you needed is to actually use your connections to find this person a job.
Mm.
I then discovered that actually, you need a meeting with a person and ask the question, what the hell is going on in your life? So I've been having those types of engagement. And in actual fact, I've been very alert to say, you know, these, and when I talk about, you know, we say young people, perhaps we should just say younger people.
Right.
Because you discover that a few of these chaps, when they approach around 40, early 40s, around that time, that's when you need to move even closer to them, the men.
True.
Because there are chances, some people, journalists and other people, will call it a midlife crisis, but it ends up in divorce, in broken homes. So I realized that that is the gap that needs to be closed. Then the second thing that I want to say is the fun part of fatherhood. You know, some people, you know, like I look at my dad and the times that we actually lived as young people with my dad was actually in Soweto. And then Soweto was, as you can imagine, what Soweto was like under apartheid. But there were movies, you know, in those days you had actors in comedies, or Om Shefani, and then today you would compare them to, I suppose, or Bill Cosby, or Noah, or Trevor Noah, or Gao, those David Gao, those types of people. My father was such a character of practical jokes and all sorts of jokes. My father, when he was growing up, and that's the name that he became known with in the Swana family, my father got known as Mshefan. In the family.
Okay, Tatum Mshefan.
So it would be the equivalent of being called a Bill Cosby or some Trevor Noah type thing. Because from our perspective, this guy was always full of jokes. But interestingly, outside of the home, he was regarded as an extremely serious and industrious fellow.
Wow.
But to us, he was our entertainment and our entertainer. So even his sisters, Otatobawa, ended up calling him Shefan, you know. So that is that. And then the last thing, I got a message, and I think I've told you the story before. One of these Father's Day messages, and they were quoting Shakespeare. And Shakespeare says about a father that a wise father is the one who knows his children, who knows his son.
Wow.
Now, I am not sure if I told you the story that I went to this gala dinner, you know, things. Recently, this is about 2 weeks back or something.
I'm almost sure. Look, it's the organization.
Gala dinner or any other event, you know, things is not my cup of tea, but I've got this other guy, a younger pastor, evangelist, that is ministering to the taxi industry. So he insisted that I must be there. So I went there anyway. So one of the hot mans there was talking, you know. And he says, hey, that's a kuka in Dwembe, man, in Dwembe kuka. Charles appears in front of you. And we are going to when I'm finding a salaman. Marika Malaka Fig and you can't remember this child. When I'm finding a salaman, Yam Salam Fana. Ikama Bangatia, Tabanikam, Fig and Mondin, Utino Sutra, and so Kandal Kurwazala. What are we going to do? This is not cook, I guess. But Shakespeare, Uti, a wise man, must know his son. Father's Day, let's go out there and entertain our grandsons, entertain our children, entertain our daughters.
It's beautiful.
And you know, there are daughters who, even in their 60s, 70s, my mother was one of them, who knew that she was so loved by her dad. And I think as fathers, we need to know just like I said the other time, my mother's love is a pillar of life, and I think your children and your daughters must also know their father's love as a pillar.
Wow.
And they must know you not only as a teacher, a disciplinarian, but also as someone who can be fun to be with.
Hi, Dada, wow. Hayi wagqibile tatam, ndiyabulela kakhulu this morning. I sangenanga na that question. So let me just share with the family the question that I actually thought I was going to ask you today. I was going to ask Utata Mazalwane that how do we show appreciation to Utata? Perhaps we can do that next week, because I also just want to tag on something that I thought you were saying when you were saying that a father must be, there's also the fun part. I thought you were saying the son part, as in, how does it influence a father when a son is being a son? Yeah, understand that. That's what I thought you were saying. And I thought, wow, that's such an interesting concept. So perhaps we can pick up on that next week. But the question that I wanted to ask Utata today, Barcelona, is, how do we appreciate Utata? Yes, we see the socks. I mean, like kalogu imali yothengelana ni gifts nalena ye dina tata kubona ivela kuni bethuna yaqonda. So like umuntu unikwa akukho the capacity naye anika ngayo, yabona. I mean, it's obviously a joke, it's lighthearted, but I do think that
I already got my pair of pajamas.
Ndiyabathanda ubaxelela ba they are staying on brand. Oh, Tata, no, have a absolutely wonderful day and enjoy today. Honestly, we truly appreciate you, and we'll check in next week.
Thanks, Kakulu. Bye.
Fantastic. Tata Swana Bazalwane, I was going to ask Tata, how do we appreciate Tata? And that's the question that I'm hoping we're going to answer next week when we come back here on the program. How do we appreciate Tata? A man feeling unappreciated could trigger so many negative things in the home, in relationships. And so we want to learn. Sizofunda apa, sizokwakha amakhaya, sifuna amenqo amakhaya ethu Bazalwane. And that's where prosperity actually comes in. We love you so much, Bodada. Qhubekani ke bethuna, enjoy your socks, enjoy your ties, no lollipop, etc., etc. Yeah, no, ningalibali male song. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, and the Lord give you his peace this morning in Jesus' mighty name. We're crossing over now to the rest of our programming here on Radio Pulpit. Kathy Van Onselen keeping you company. Church, Apakeko Radio Pulpit, Barcelona. Otherwise, you and I, let's meet tomorrow morning between 4 and 5:30.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.